There are two ways, two main ways that we have of being in the world. One of these is the left hemisphere experience, and one of these is the right hemisphere experience. And we could say that the left hemisphere is like the lone hero, and the right hemisphere is resonant holding. The left and the right hemispheres of the brain are actually shaped slightly differently. The internal structure of the left and the right hemisphere are actually different too. The way that the left hemisphere creates connection with other neurons looks a lot like a bunch of ladders, and the right hemisphere looks like a bunch of webbing. So the left hemisphere is not really a relational place. The left hemisphere doesn't see other people as really existing. The left hemisphere sees us all as individuals. Everybody's a lone hero. Everybody's got their function. You connect with other people to take advantage of what they can do for you. The right hemisphere sees the world in a very different way. The right hemisphere sees the world as a place of mystery. It sees other people as a kind of a collection of souls, as unpredictable, as infinite, instead of as being tools that will allow us to get what we need. Throughout the animal kingdom, the right hemisphere actually weighs more than the left hemisphere. For a long time, scientists believed that the right hemisphere didn't really do anything, that it was just kind of a dark place. And this was because our language centers are in the left hemisphere. So anytime that we open our mouths and start to talk, we actually are encouraging a shift to the left, a shift out of relational space. This is one of the reasons that it's so important to know that the right hemisphere is what we want to bring to life in our relational connections, that we want to use language that allows us to move into relational space despite the gravitational pull of the left hemisphere for us to turn other people into tools. Now, I want to say a few words about the self-critical witness in relationship with these hemispheres. I want to say that our left hemisphere is our self-critical witness. It is the part that compares, that criticizes, that blames. The left hemisphere cannot integrate new information by itself. It goes into denial when it's faced with new information. So if you think about this on a global scale, it may be that there are some brains that have a really difficult time accepting global climate change. And the only way that those brains can accept any kind of global climate change is by blame. So, for example, if there was a person who did not believe in global climate change, but they could blame the sinful humans for their actions that would bring a wrathful God down with storms, then they could integrate global climate change. Do you see how one of the things that we need in this world is we need the right hemisphere? Without the right hemisphere, humanity is sucking pond water. So left hemisphere, right hemisphere, the blaming of others is a way for us to deal with a world that is immensely painful that we have not yet been supported in mourning about. So what's it like for you to hear me talking about the left hemisphere and criticism of others?
It makes sense because my right hemisphere is not engaged when I'm critical of myself and others. I don't feel any warmth. I just feel like judgmental.
And if we were going to support you to be able to mourn what you needed to mourn, what would be there that needs to be mourned?
A lot of it lately has been about conservation and taking care of things, being aware of overuse of resources and caring for the planet. I'm mourning how people that are college educated aren't even aware of basic concepts that I believe in.
Right. So this is a huge mourning.
Yeah.
This is a mourning about life itself on planet Earth.
Yeah, and people that I live with, you know, in the same house.
Yeah, so I'm hearing that there's a global mourning for the planet. And there's a personal mourning, maybe because you would really love to share a deep care for the earth with the people that you live with every day.
Yes.
You would love shared values.
Yes.
What's happening as we're starting to just open this door, and thank you for stepping through it with me a little bit. How's the critical voice doing?
Well, I'm more in touch with the mourning than the critical voice. How tragic it is to buy all this shit from Amazon. And the local businesses will go out of business.
So it sounds like you have a worry about the planet that we're catching, a longing for a warm community that has shared values in your own home. And it sounds like you also are really wanting people to see the consequences of their actions at multiple levels.
Yes, and take care of what's just directly around them.
Almost like a longing for guardianship or stewardship?
Yes.
Uh-huh. How's your body doing?
I feel like I'm being understood.
Uh-huh. What happens physically when you're understood?
I'm noticing a relaxation, feeling more grounded.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm really grateful that you are willing to share this with us, because it's so important to begin to see this in our daily lives.